we can simplify the problem even further by showing that actually we can change that matrix by using perturbations to a block diagonal matrices, where MI is a 2x2 matrices, and P1 P2 are perturbation matrices. They are of course permutation matrices, so they are unitary. They do not change the the singular values. So now the structure singular value can be computed as the minimum and a maximum over all 2x2 structure singular values. But each one of them can be calculated very easily because the 2x2 matrix can be written as a product of two rank 1 matrix. And then the singular values can be calculated very easily using the two norm of each vector. And we can calculate, finally we get an expression for the structure singular values. The largest singular values at each for each block. And now what we're going to do is we need to take infimum and a maximum. A maximum over all i's and a minimum over all d. Now it's not really hard to show that the maximum and infimum maximum is achieved by a scaling D, which involves the largest singular value and the smallest singular values.